If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
I created a space where we can celebrate the unsung and the undervalued. A place where we focus on the many talents and influences for women within the culture in hopes to inspire women everywhere to overcome adversity in a male-dominated world. Welcome to Woman in Hip Hop.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl Jazzy Bell here, and welcome to Women in Hip Hop Podcast. On this show, we focus on the many talents and influences from women in hip hop. And today is no exception because I have an amazing guest. She hails from Brooklyn, New York. Yeah. Steph G is in the building. What's up, Steph G?
What's up? Like a G, Steph G in the building. What's going on?
Like a G?
Like a G.
I've been listening to your tape all day and yesterday. And I'm like a G? Where is that coming from? Like, what made you coin that?
I ain't gonna lie, like, I honestly was in a car one day, and I was like a G, that's it. That's gonna be my logo. Like, that's what people gonna know me from. And, you know, I just feel like I move like a G, so I feel like it felt perfectly. Like, you know, I just felt like it was me.
What's moving like a G?
Moving like a G can mean a lot of things. It can mean, you know, what I mean is, you know, it's... Everybody knows that as being gangster, but being gangster to me means, you know, taking care of your responsibilities, holding your family down, knowing how to handle certain situations, you know, just you move like a G.
I love that. Yeah. Okay, G, gangster, holding your family down. Okay, speaking of family, because on this show, I like to give people a backstory if they're not too familiar with who you are. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to like where you're from, I know we said Brooklyn, but what part of Brooklyn you repping?
Brownsville.
Brownsville never ran, never will. I lived
people
in Brownsville.
Never think I'm from there though.
Yeah, that's an ugly place.
No, it's a beautiful place. I feel like people, once they hear Brownsville, they feel like it's like the worst place in the world. Mm-hmm. But I don't see it like that. I feel like, you know, I grew up there and I have a lot of beautiful memories there. So
look, no disrespect to Brownsville, all right? Because I know y'all probably out there like, what the fuck she mean that's an ugly place? I'm from Detroit, and y'all always ragging on my city. So what I say is a grimy place. Let me say that. I think that's probably a better word because I come from a grimy city.
Yeah,
so it's like, but, you know.
Nah, grimy shit do happen.
Yes.
Grimy shit definitely happens.
And beautiful things come from grimy places like that. So I love the hood. I'm from the hood.
Yeah. So you feel me.
Absolutely. So, okay. Brownsville never ran, never will. Now, growing up. So tell me about your nationality just in case that people don't know.
Yeah. I'm Dominican. Mm-hmm. I'm Dominican, you know. So growing up, it was just like, you know, I feel like I got the best of both worlds because I also have, like, you know, like my black people, and then I have like my Spanish people. So both, I feel like both cultures together, it actually made me who I am, and it made me, you know, this lit person that I am right now.
So I mean, obviously you're doing hip hop, you're a rapper. Yeah. So growing up, what type of music were you listening to?
I was definitely listening to a lot of R&B. Okay. A lot of R&B and of course hip hop.
Of course.
I was listening also, like I said, I also have the blend, so I was listening to Spanish as well. Mm-hmm. So that's why, I don't know if you noticed, like some of my songs, I like to do that Spanish drill because I'm like, all right, that's like the blend of what, like I'm surrounded by Spanish, I'm surrounded, you know, with the black culture, so let's just put it together.
Of course.
But
I'm
very versatile. Like I listen to everything. Yeah. Even growing up, sometimes I even listen to like rock. Not hardcore.
A little soft rock.
But like, you know, like MTV, like the MTV jams and stuff.
A little Nirvana.
Yeah, like Paramore.
Okay.
Yeah, like little stuff like that. Not too much, but it was in there.
I definitely hear the Spanish influence in your music. We're going to get to that because Danger Zone is one of my favorite records. But before we get to like a G, your new album. It's the album, right? It was an EP. What we calling
it? It's a mixtape.
Oh, it's a mixtape.
It's a mixtape. It's like an introduction to Steph G.
Okay. Yeah. Speaking of introduction, see, I didn't know that you came from the strip club culture.
Yeah.
So while I was doing my journalistic duties, I was like, wait a minute, hold up, what?
You did your research for real.
I mean, that's what I do. Welcome to Women in Hip Hop. Talk to me about your humble beginnings.
Yeah, so let's take it back. I started as a regular bartender. Like, I was like a city girl. Like, I was at some place called Prana. I don't know if anybody knows about Prana, but it was like some real city, you know, like a real city job. And then, I don't know, I just wanted more money, to be honest. I wanted more money. I felt like I looked good. I had the look. I felt like there was a spot there for me. So I went to Starlet's. That was my first place. I went to Starlet's. I was like, you know what? I'm going to shoot my chance. I went in there. I didn't have my body done nothing. Like, okay. I was on some regular. But they liked me, and they hired me. So I was like a house girl for Starlet's. And then,
wait, what's a house girl? The house girls that be so in the bathroom collecting coins?
No.
Because I always wonder what a house
girl
is.
Okay, no, there's a house mom. That's what you're talking about. Okay. You're talking about a house mom. That's different. They basically hired me as like, oh, she's a Starlet's girl, because they have promoter nights and then they have just regular Starlet nights. Okay. So they hired me like as a Starlet's girl. So I was there like, it wasn't really the popping nights, but I still made my money. But then promoters started seeing me, and then I got my body done, and then I was all right. Then I was lit. Then they moved me. Done.
What are we talking? BBL?
Yeah, I got like my little BBL, whatever. And then like the promoters was like, honestly, a promoter hired me before I got my BBL done. But I was a bottle girl, because there's a difference in the nightlife. Like, if in the strip club, the bartenders usually make more money than the bottle girls.
Yeah, I wrote a whole article on Straight Stud Magazine. Shout out to DJ K Slay, rest in peace, about strippers versus bottle girls or bartenders.
It's like a whole thing that goes to it. But I was originally a bottle girl. And then, you know, once I got my body done, I upgraded to a bartender. And then I got like the lit night. So, yeah, I was lit.
First of all, let's give it up for her with the BBL.
I upgraded.
Tell her the truth, because a lot of girls are very taboo about that. Like, why are you so
I don't know
open?
Why. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, we're in 2022. Like, everybody gets a BBL. I feel like you just got to be happy. Just be you. If a BBL makes you happy, get a BBL. If natural makes you happy, be natural and be happy.
So that's your humble beginnings.
My humble beginnings, yeah. But then I stopped, and I didn't rap right after that.
You didn't rap right after
that?
Nah. Wait, so what made you stop? Because you said the money was good. The
money was good, but honestly, I just felt like I wanted to do something else.
Which was?
And then I started my own business.
Which was?
Event planning. I still have it to this day. Yeah, I still have an event planning business. I do weddings, baby showers, all that type of stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. So I just wanted to be my own boss. I ain't want people telling me, oh, Steph, why you late? I ain't like that. Like, don't be telling me what time to come in. And don't be screaming at me. Like, I'm not a little girl. So I started my own business. Don't be doing that. I don't play that.
Your mommy and my mom, she saying stuff like that. She's a Leo. What's your sign?
I'm a Libra.
You a Libra too? I'm a Libra. Come on, Libra gang.
We got Libra gang over here too.
I always say those are my two favorite signs. Obviously Libra's number one, and then Leo, because I feel like we're just very similar. So
we connect.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Definitely. We like to be our own boss.
Yes. Now you feel me.
Yeah.
I wanted to be my own boss, so I started my own company. Mm-hmm. And then I just felt like I wanted more, and I always been into, like, I always used to write. That's something that I always used to do. Mm-hmm. But I never saw myself as, like a rapper. Like, I didn't think, like, I could do it. I didn't really have the confidence in it. But then I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it, and whatever happens, happens.
But did somebody, like, whisper in your ear, like, yo, because you see where female rap is at right now, the climate, mm-hmm. where it's at. Like, it's a whole influx of rappers, and I'm loving it.
Yeah.
But a lot of the girls are being told to spit. Was it a situation like that for you, where someone came to you was like, I think you could capitalize on this, you got the look, you just did the BBL?
No, not even. That's not my story.
Really?
I always say this in my interview. My story is actually the total opposite. Like, I had to put myself up there. I told my manager right here, I told him from the beginning, I was like, yo, I think I want to get in the studio. And him and my other boy, they was like, Steph, stick to your business. They told me not to do it. Exactly. They told me not to do it. And I was like, no. I was like, I'm going to try. I still want to try. And once they saw me in that studio, everything changed.
First of all, your manager, Will, is in the building. He's breathing heavy off camera. So they didn't see the vision. You had to convince them.
Yeah.
Convince them as a Libra should. Mm-hmm. And what was it that you spit that made them believe in you? Like, how did that happen?
I don't even think it was even what I spit. Mm-hmm. I feel like they just saw the vision, just me being in the studio, my cadence. Because the first time I went in the studio, I was whack.
You was whack.
I was whack.
I said it about radio when I first did radio.
Yeah, it's like you see the improvement. I thought it was fire. I even sent it to V-Lens too. I was like, yo, look, we about to shoot this video. Like, I was mad hype. But I noticed, I was like, that shit was whack. Like, I don't know what they seen in me, but they saw it right off the back.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So, yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Probably just saw the hunger and the passion.
Yeah.
And then everything else you can tweak and figure out.
Yeah.
So how did you perfect your sound?
I was in the studio heavy. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people's like, how does stuff like move up so quick? Mm-hmm. But people don't understand. Like, I put in a lot of work. Like, I was really in the studio like 3-4 times a week trying to perfect my sound because I knew the sound was very important. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, I gotta be fire. Like,
and how was people responsive like to that? Because like you said, you started off in the strip club culture. Mm-hmm. Then you advance your life and being a businesswoman and started your event planning to now rapping. I know how
they
it
respect
is with
it at first.
Right? Can they we talk about that?
They respect it, but I'm friends here and now. Family. I'm like, here now. Like, they didn't respect it. They didn't respect it. Like, they felt like, oh, just another bartender trying to rap. Just another strip club girl trying to rap. Like, they didn't respect it at all. But mm-hmm. I felt like the more I kept dropping, that's why I was staying so consistent. Mm-hmm. The more I dropped, they're like, all right, nah, she's serious about this. Like, she's fire. So
outside of proving people wrong, because you know that's what Libras like to do. Like,
I love to do that.
Yeah. Libra. Yeah. That's what we do. Who was, like, inspiration, though?
Inspiration to, like, start rapping?
Yeah, that's kind of, like, who inspired? Like, who did you see as an example that was like, you know, this is something I'm about to embark on. Such and such did it. They're doing it. They've been doing it. I could do it too. Like, who was that for you?
Honestly, a lot of people don't like to give her the credit, but I feel like Cardi definitely opened that lane. Like, she made people believers. Like, she came from the strip club. She was a stripper. She wasn't even a bartender or a bottle girl. She was a stripper. And look at her now. So I feel like she definitely was like, oh, she could do it. I could do it too. Like, not just because she did it, but I just felt like, if you put your mind into it, that's really what she portrayed. Like, if you put your mind to it, you could get it done.
Another Libra.
Ooh. Exactly. Libras, we just fire.
Don't be mad in the room while you're non-Libras. Mm. So anyway, no, you know what? I love that you mentioned Cardi B, because I was going to say that, but I'm like, what if she not really like rocking with Cardi like that?
Nah, I give everybody their props. Like, mm-hmm. whenever props is due.
As far as comparison, I was going
to
say it anyway.
They always compare me. They compare me to mad people, but that don't bother me.
But because of the trajectory of her career is very similar to yours, although you didn't strip, but you come from that culture, that life. And for me, I wasn't a believer at first. I feel like I've never said this before, but I'm okay. It's okay to say wrong about something, or because I'm just very honest. So, like, this is like my lane as far as women in hip hop. Like, I really love shining light on female rappers.
Yeah.
And it's something I've been passionate about since I was young.
Yeah.
Since I wanted to be one at one point.
Yeah. You tried it?
I tried. I was like in a girl group, me and my best friend. But I was still very passionate about the girls, you know, in the game.
Yeah.
So it's something that I feel like I want to kind of like protect. So when girls come in, I'm like, I want you to win. It's not that I want you to fail. Like, I just want you to take this seriously.
Yeah.
You know, and even if it's, I mean, I say, like, who am I to say? But I'm fucking Jazzy Bell. And I have a podcast. And it's what I kind of dedicated my career to.
So has your predictions usually been on point?
For the most part, yes. Okay. But to get back to Cardi, the thing with Cardi was, I guess I just didn't see it because, not necessarily because of where she came from. It was just, I don't know. I had to be sold. But the point is, I was sold. And the thing about her, that what I'm hearing is about you, is that you're given this opportunity. You're coming into this game. And people are going to doubt you.
Of course.
Right? Like, yeah. I said, I doubted her at one point. But the thing that I loved about Cardi was every time she showed up, she showed the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, every award show, she killed it. Every freestyle, like, every time she was in front of that camera and had to show her talents and show her drive, that's what sold me. And then when the album came out, I was like, Invasion of Privacy?
That album was
classic.
That's a classic.
I would love that. Yeah. It's a classic.
That's a classic.
So
that's
to go fact. From being like, Cardi, really? Okay, you probably going to be, you know, one hit a quitter. But I don't see that for Cardi. I really do see longevity with her.
Yeah.
And it's largely because she wanted to prove people wrong. And she stayed consistent with showing y'all that she really is serious about this.
I feel like that's like the main, I don't know, maybe it's a Libra thing, but I feel like that's something that actually makes me go harder too.
Exactly.
When people try to play me or when people try to doubt me, that's when I'm gonna go 10 times harder and prove you wrong. So I feel like that's the type of timing she was on too. Like,
yeah,
all right, y'all think. All right, y'all gonna see. That's
exactly
how I feel.
So keep knocking down them doubts and all those preconceived notions that people have of you.
Yeah.
It's okay to be wrong. I was wrong, and I'm happy to say that I was wrong. And I love to see what Cardi is doing, just like I love to see what you're doing. Now,
thank you.
Let's talk Like a G. Mixtape, 12 songs.
Yeah.
Can I just run down some of my faves?
Yes, I really want your honest feedback.
I already told you. Yeah. I'm very honest. Even if I'm wrong, I'm still going to tell you out the gate. For me, I love the intro, though. Can I say that? I like No Remorse. Danger Zone is a hit.
Yeah.
I really like Danger Zone. I really love your delivery on there, and I really love your cadence, and I really love just like your energy, really. It's giving. Money in Your Face, so cute.
Thank you.
I was listening to that on the way here. Icebox, I like because I feel like it's one of those mainstream records that can like take you to a different level because you can be very hood and with your drill rap.
Yeah.
You know, with people
that
like
was something
say,
different. That's what I wanted to give on my tape. I wanted them to see like a different side of me. Icebox is one of my favorites.
Yeah, and I like that for that reason. That's Facts.
I was talking about
Top
Show on
Two.
That.
You was actually spazzing on that one. I like that one. One of my favorite lines, you say, you are a rapper, I'm an artist, we're not the same.
Yeah. We're like, not the same.
Yes.
That's
so
a fact.
It's something about that line that really struck me because I was like, oh, like she really feels she's an artist. Like, don't just look at her as a rapper. Like, it's
yeah,
different.
I don't want to be put in a box. That's what that line was really about.
You bugging is a joint. You have it's some guys on there. Who's the guy?
Yeah, they're actually like my home team.
Wow.
Yeah, it's my brother and my boy. Yeah.
Wait, like brother, like blood brother?
My blood brother. Jada Don, he's my brother.
Like same mother, same father?
Same mother.
Okay, so brother.
Yeah. Yeah, and Shah, he's part of my like home team. Like these are the people that started with me. Like my brother actually was one of the beginning persons. He was like, yo, jump on this verse with me. Real quick, that was in my first session, and I jumped on that verse.
So your brother was always into rap?
No, we actually kind of started. He started
together?
Like a couple of months before me.
Look at that!
Yeah, we started at the same time.
Look at that! Yeah. Okay, I like a little family business.
Yeah.
I like
so
that.
So that's what my first tape was really about. If you notice, like, I don't have a lot of mainstream people on my tape. It was really, I wanted to put my peoples on.
Mm-hmm. And to make the focus on you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like you said, you have
a
couple of features.
Yeah, the first tape, I needed people to hear me.
Mm-hmm. We definitely hear you. So, Buggin' is one of my faves. Chopped Cheese.
Chopped Cheese is a classic.
I was going to say it's a classic.
It's a classic.
I mean, it's like, I feel like that's going to be a classic for you as you grow into your career.
They call me the Chopped Cheese girl.
Okay, talk to me about Chopped Cheese because being from Detroit, also, you know, but living here for damn near 20 years, people don't know about Chopped Cheese.
I know, and I be looking at people like, you don't know what a chopped cheese is? I be so like, you gotta see my face when they tell me that. I'm like, yo, you dead ass? Like, everybody knows what a chopped cheese is, but then I remember, like, you know, it's really a New York thing.
Yeah.
But I grew up on that, so it's like, yeah.
And I love dead ass. Like, everybody back home says dead ass now. My whole family, like, we're in a group chat, all my siblings, I have 9 siblings. And they'd be like, dead ass. I'm like, y'all fucking corny. Shut up. They're like, you always come over here talking that New York shit.
They try to get into the dead ass.
So I love Chopped Cheese. I do feel like that's going to be a classic for you. So those are my faves. So for you, what is Steph G's favorite tracks?
Oh, that's hard because I love all my tracks. I was infatuated because you got to remember, like, some of these songs I had for like a year. Because I have like a year and change rapping, but a lot of these songs, I've been had them. I just had them safe because I was like, well, I'm going to save them for my tape. So I would definitely, intro for sure. I feel like I'm so raw on that. I love the intro. I love Money in Your Face because I feel like Money in Your Face is something that I feel like it's just one of those songs that I feel like not everybody could do. I feel like my delivery on that, I was still rapping. I still made it fun. Mm-hmm. I feel like not anybody could go in the booth and rap Money in Your Face. So mm-hmm. that's one of my favorites. That's Facts. I was talking my shit. I love That's Facts. Icebox, because again, it shows something, you know, it's so like a different side mm-hmm. That I feel like people needed to see. Because yeah. again, I had a lot of street stuff going on, but I also wanted to dedicate it a little bit more to my ladies. Mm-hmm. So that's why I like Icebox. What else? I like all my songs. You Buggin', because it's like reminding people I still have this street shit in me. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely one of my favorites as well. Chop Cheese, it's a classic.
Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Danger
Zone, to me, Danger Zone mm-hmm. is fire because I rapped, I kept it fun, and like you said, I felt like my energy was just there. I remember when I recorded Danger Zone, I went in there, I was just like, I was just like on my shit with Danger Zone. So Danger Zone and Chop Cheese, I feel like those are my two classics.
What made you go with Danger Zone as the initial record?
I just felt like, you know, when you just, I don't know. I just felt like that was it. I felt like my delivery was really good on it. And I felt like it was fun vibes. And it was catchy.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's about, people need something that they could recite.
Absolutely.
So I felt like that gave a little bit of everything. It still showed I could rap.
Yeah.
And it still gave that catchy vibe that I was looking for. And the beat was fire.
Talk to me about the producer. Who produced that?
Willie Propane.
Okay.
Yeah. He's, I fuck with him 100%. Like, we do a lot of tracks together. I don't know if you heard Downfall. It's not on my tape. But it's like a Jersey beat.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just fire.
He from Jersey?
No, I don't think so. Actually, he is from Jersey.
Okay.
He is from Jersey. Yeah, he is.
Now, I heard there's a story about Danger Zone. Your team didn't believe in that one either?
No, they didn't. They didn't. It wasn't the song they didn't believe in. It was the beat. They was like, that beat, nah. Like, that beat is not it. And I'm like, trust me, I have a vision for this, and we're going to do it.
Ooh.
And I did it. And look, now they was like, yo, that shit is fire. Like, I know. Like, y'all have to believe in me.
That's so Libra, bro.
Yeah.
See, you do.
But you know,
that
I'm happy that I'm like that because mm-hmm. if I was one of those people that just listen, I love my team. Don't get me wrong.
Of course.
But if I was one of those people that just listen to what everybody else says,
yes.
a lot of stuff wouldn't have been done.
Period.
That actually got me to certain places.
I'm bad with my Spanish. I mean, poquito español no mucho. So, abusadora. What do you say? How do I say that?
Abusadora.
Wait, slow down.
Abusadora.
Abusadora?
Yeah, yeah.
I sound like I said Dora Explorer.
Abusadora. It is like Dora, Dora.
Oh, yeah. Abusadora.
Yeah, Dora.
Dora. Dora. Yeah. Abusadora.
Yeah, there we go. Hey.
Abusadora. I'll be in the car crying like, yeah, I don't think I'm saying it right.
Yeah, but people be hitting me in my DM like, sis, what that means?
So let the people know, because I don't know what it means.
So my Spanish side, like my cousins, they be laughing because they're like, yeah, you know, you say an abuser, right? Because when you transfer the word, it's abuser. But what it really means from the original song, because this is actually like a sample.
Okay. Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
a Spanish, a dembow sample. So they're saying abusadora. They're saying the same thing. And it's basically saying talking about like a girl, like she takes advantage of men. Like she got the men on their knees. They'll do anything for her. Like
knees.
She takes advantage. That's basically what it means.
So you okay.
Yeah, like, you know, a girl that knows she could get what she want.
Real city girl. I like that.
Period.
Abusadora. I like that. Okay. Another song that I know you mentioned the record, you said Downfall. I didn't hear that, but I do want to give a shout out to Rico.
The record
Rico that you had with Rowdy Rebel.
Yeah. He was actually fighting with me because I didn't put that on my tape.
Talk about it. Why? Why didn't you put it on your tape?
I just felt like some songs, they did what they were supposed to do.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like a lot of artists, sometimes they don't know how to move on. I was ready to move on.
Mm.
Like, I still love Rico. I still, you know, it's still up in platforms. You could still go listen to it. But I feel like my tape, I wanted new shit. Like, I wanted people to listen to what I got.
I respect it.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially because, you know, that's a big name on there.
Exactly. They wanted it because of the name. Mm-hmm. But I was like, it's not about names. This is about people listening to me. It's about people hearing me. Like, hear what I got.
Defiant ass Libra. Did your team want it and you went against them again?
Yeah, I went against them. They wanted it because of the numbers. That was my highest stream.
Oh, was it?
It was, but...
You got to bank on yourself, bro.
Oh, wait. I didn't even talk about Pretty and Nasty. Pretty and Nasty is one of my favorites.
You like Pretty and Nasty? Shout out to Brittany Blanco.
That was Pussy Power.
Oh, that's Pussy Power.
Yeah, that's P Power.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But shout out to Brittany Blanco, too. She did her thing on that.
Yeah. And shout out another record. Is it Paramount with K Goddess?
Paramount with K Goddess.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Love.
You like that one?
Love. Love. You know another thing I like about you? Because, you know, I told you I'm very, like, picky with the girls.
I know. I'm happy you.
The girls got to be, like, the girls got to prove themselves to me, child. I mean, in a cute way. But really, though, like, I feel like your visuals help. That's why I was shocked that you, not that it can't happen because it can't, hello, Cardi, again. But, like, when, you know, coming from that culture in the strip club and then you just kind of being new to rapping, the way you spit sounds so polished. Like, you've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, they tell me
that. That's why I was
that.
Like, how did you perfect your sound? Because it don't sound like you just did this yesterday.
I know. That's because I've been in the studio heavy.
Goodness.
I was in the studio, like, literally, like, for, like, honestly, for, like, 6 months straight.
Yeah.
3-4 times a week in the studio.
Yeah.
Trying to make it sound like I've been here for 4 years.
It dead ass sound like that. Like, it sound like, no, for real, it sound like you've been doing this for a while. So, like, all respect.
Thank you.
K Goddess and the Paramount record, I really like, and I love the visuals as well.
Yeah, I'm big on visuals.
Talk to me about the visual. Why is that so important for you?
To me, because I feel like sometimes when like I hear a song, I'd be like, oh, it's cool. But when I see a video with it, I'm like, oh, this is fire. So I feel like sometimes, that's why sometimes I don't release my music until I release a video. I like to release it both like at the same time. Because I feel like somebody might feel like it's whack just by listening to it, but if you put out the visuals with it, then they see what you see, then it's like, oh no, I get it. This is fire. So that's why I'm very big on visuals. And also, I'm very heavily influenced by Missy Elliott and her videos. Yeah, I grew up on that, so...
The GOAT.
Exactly.
The videos.
So I'm like, yo, my videos gotta look a certain way.
Yeah.
I don't care if I'm independent. A lot of people think I'm signed because of my visuals.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I'm still independent.
It's so animated, like how Missy used to get down. I still get
down. Yes. I'm so heavily influenced by her. Like, my last video, Money in Your Face, I was like, no, we got to get a little bit more creative with it. Like, I was like, I need the money. I need my face and the money or something.
Yeah. When you mentioned sign, because you mentioned that in your flow, you said something like, when you're this high, you're not in a rush to get signed.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be listening.
Yeah, I see you.
How did you see me leave? Libra. How did you really word it? Because I don't want to. I hate to fuck up somebody's bars.
I'm trying to think of a song where, it's from That's Facts.
Mm-hmm. It came pretty much after the line that I like. You are a rapper. I'm an artist. We are not the same,
nigga. Put on the mind. When your music is fire, you don't got to rush to get signed.
Right.
When your music is this fire, you don't got to rush to get signed.
So do you want to get signed? Because a lot of people aren't. Like, I just interviewed Tink the other day for the podcast. And, you know, she's independent.
That's amazing how she's still independent, by the way.
Right. But it was a struggle. You know, it's a struggle for a lot of artists. Like, a lot of artists I've been interviewing since 2013, like, that will come up to Shade 45. And some will be like, of course I want to get signed. And some people are like, nah, I'd rather the independent route. Like, how do you feel
honestly,
right now?
Honestly, right now, I want to be independent for a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. If the right deal comes along and I feel like it's going to help me, I'm not saying I won't. But right now, we're trying to stay independent.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like this is not the time to get signed for me yet.
Talk to me about your creative process, because the whole studio process for you, writing process, how is that like for you?
So for me, I need my certain space.
Okay.
Like, I need to be in a zone.
Libra.
Yeah, I need to
have to be dim light?
Yes.
Do you have to have Skittles?
That's funny that you said that.
Skittles and only the red kind?
I need to have a dim light, the LED lights on, because I have LED lights in my crib. Like, I need to be in a zone. Sometimes I'll hit my little pen. Like, my little weed pen. Because I don't smoke, but I'll just hit, like, my little pen here and there. I don't smoke blunts or anything like that. But I'll hit my little pen, and that's when I become the best person.
Ooh.
Yeah, like, I have to be in my zone. I could write in the studio, too, but I feel like it's not the same. I always end up going back to my zone and fixing what I did in the studio. as funny as it sounds. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I could do both. I could write in the studio and I could write, but I'd rather just be in my zone because I feel like that's when magic really happens.
And your zone is the studio or is not the studio?
I'd rather do it in my crib because I have like a certain area.
Right. LED light.
Yeah, LED lights. I hit my little pen.
How many puffs? Because four, I'm done. Two on three.
Nah, like, probably like two or three. Probably like two or three, yeah. And then I really get in my zone. But I could do it in the studio too.
Okay.
I could.
You heard about the whole controversy with the girls, Lotto, Coyle Ray, mm-hmm. and Bia when it came to like...
With the writers?
Yes, with the reference yeah. tracks and all that. And like, you know, a lot of them was saying like, you know, don't question their pen game. Like, y'all don't understand. A lot of y'all are ignorant to how music is really done.
Yeah.
You know, people can give a reference track and they could just remix it, et cetera, et cetera. Talk to me about that. Like, is it like that? Like, how is music created for you?
I'm going to be honest with you. If you got a good hook, I'm going to take the hook.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about? Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Period.
Yeah, because I feel like the hook is the most important part, honestly. Mm-hmm. The verses, 9 times out of 10, I'm sticking with my verse. But I take opinions. I'm not one of those closed-minded people like, no, I want to write my whole thing like nobody in it. No, if you got a better suggestion to like a certain line or something like that, I'll take it. But for the most part, I like to at least write my verses.
Why do they always question the girls, though?
They always questioning the girls.
I've been hating
always.
That my yeah. whole life.
I feel like to create magic, it's not only one person.
Right.
I feel like in a room full of creators, that's when you really create magic.
I was listening to some of the greats because Jay-Z's birthday just passed, and I was listening to some of his music, and I was looking at the credits, and I'm like, it's 10 fucking names on here,
bro. Your biggest? Yes, yes. But, you know, it also could be like, you know, they could just put one word into it. It could
and
be
that's
an
fine.
Yeah.
But we never have the conversation about the boys.
It's always about the girls. I know.
Questioning their pin
dirty.
Game.
Like we ain't fire. Like, we fire, too.
Yeah. So I understood what, I believe it was Coyle Ray that was saying, like, if Future gives her a track, what she would do with it is she'll take it and then remix it and make it hers. And I feel like that's what everybody does.
It's creating. We're right. creators.
So just for the people, you know, that don't know, like, that's how music is created. Everybody that I've interviewed so far has agreed with that.
Yeah.
Working with other female rappers, is that, like, important for you? Because I know we mentioned, like, K-Goddess and Brina Blanco. Mm-hmm. And I know you got the record with, how you say her name? Alexa? She's
Alexa.
A singer.
Alexa, yeah. Alexa? Icebox, yeah.
Is that important for you to kind
of
collaborate
with
other
women? Yeah, of course.
Women?
I feel like us women, we should stick together. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the more collabs I have, the more, you know, you get yourself out there. And the more we get each other, we help each other out when we collab. So I feel like it's really important for me.
I do too. And it's genuine, right? You don't feel like it's obligated, like an obligation for you?
No, for me, I don't feel like nothing's obligated. I'm going to do what I feel like should be done at the end of the day. Yeah, like nothing, you're not obligated to work with nobody.
Right.
But why not help each other out? That's how
I mean,
I see
how you
it.
Feel about the current climate of like women in hip hop? Because it's so many, it's like 96, 97 all over again.
I feel like this is women's era. Like this is it. Now people be like, oh, everybody wanna rap. Everybody wanna rap because they see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
They see how women are actually getting a chance and actually blowing up. So everybody wanna try it. So I'm not mad at everybody for, you know, trying to rap. I never look at anybody like, oh, look, now she's trying to rap. Let her do her thing.
You getting any side eyes from the girls, though? Be honest.
me personally, I'm the type of person that I stick to my team.
Mm.
So I don't really be in a mess like that. Damn. I don't know though. It might be, and I don't know. But you don't hear no diss track about you. I don't give a fuck.
You don't hear no diss track, no little slick comments.
Like, it might be about me. It might not. I just never know. I never know.
But there's no obvious beefs that you're in right now.
Not that I know of. If they got beef with me, that's one side of beef. Because I don't give a fuck about nobody.
Yeah. Just wanted to get a little razzle dazzle.
You know how it is.
I know.
But nah, I don't think so.
Okay, dream collaboration. Let's get back to the positivity with the girls. Who would you love? You know what? Ladies Night. You know the record, Little Kim, Angie Martinez, Missy, Left Eye, the Brat, iconic female rap record. If you had it your way, who would be the other four women on a track with you?
I would say the mix is going to be, it's going to be mixy. But I would definitely say Cardi, Nicki, Latto. Ooh. And I definitely want to do something with Dream Doll too.
Okay. Yeah. I can see you and Dream Doll doing something. Y'all kind of remind me of each other too.
They always tell me that. So I'm like, you know what? I've definitely got to do a collab with her.
You know her?
Yeah. We used to, she used to bartend too.
Exactly. She comes from that world.
We used to bartend a couple of times, so.
Yeah.
So I feel like that would be dope.
Dream Doll has an invitation to come out here too. I know her team reached out to me a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
When I was in LA. So yeah. And she's another one where I see her being consistent and breaking down those barriers and those doubts and really like doing her thing. She definitely switched up her flow.
Yeah, she perfected it.
I love her switch up. So shout out to Dream Doll. Okay. This is my confessional hour. So it just a whole lot of truth. I want you to be on your Libra honest tip. All right. Maybe a little spicy, but maybe not that spicy. Now, this is for the boys because we ain't talked about BBLs and you working in the strip club. So I know the guys are looking like, ask her if she's single. Because I never ask shit like that. But whatever. It's for the boys. Are you single?
Yeah.
Who you smashing? What's going on?
I'm single.
Really?
Yeah.
All that going to waste?
It's not going to waste. I'm holding it for the right person. You know what it is? I'm too focused right now. Like, I don't got time. That's how I see it. Like, I don't got time.
Okay, so how long you been single, though?
I would say, like, over a year.
A year goes by fast. You could be single for a year and look up and be like, all right, it's not quite cobwebs down there, but it's starting to build.
I said I'm single, though.
Okay. So you still having fun?
If I feel like it, yeah, I guess. But I'm not like that. Like, I don't just be fucking anybody.
I don't get that from you. That's why I said
I'm not like that. Like, I'll go on a date or whatever, but I'm not just giving it up to anybody. That's
so,
what I mean.
You know what I'm hearing? Because now that I know you're a Libra, that means you're calling that old thing back. You're spinning the block here or there.
Nah, I'm not spinning the block.
You're spinning the block?
I might have spent the block, but I'm not spinning the block right now. So, no. Okay. I'm single.
You spent the block 3 months ago.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah. But us Libra do like to do that.
Of course we do.
Because we don't want to be outside messing with anybody else.
We're not add too many bodies on us. Are you shit?
That's just a fact.
I mean, I know you, girl.
Yeah, nah.
You don't even know I know you. You know what I mean? We definitely spinning the block. Hey, what up? Real quick. Okay, bye.
Yeah, that's it.
Nothing. No harm, no foul. Yeah. Okay. You're single. What's your type for the guys that's listening?
I feel like I'm more of a personality type person. Like, you gotta make me laugh. You gotta be dope. Like, we gotta like connect with music too.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta kind of like be into the same type of music. We gotta be into the same type of things. Like, mm-hmm. I'm more of a like soul type of person versus appearance.
Okay, so he doesn't have to be tall, dark, and handsome.
Oh, no, but you got to be taller than me, though.
Oh, see, come on, girl. You got to be taller than me. The men want to know,
that's the only thing. Like, you got to be taller than me. You got to have a good personality. I just can't. I'm sorry, y'all. But you got to be taller than me.
And how tall are you?
I'm 5'5".
What's your measurements?
I don't know.
36, 26, 36.
I'm bootylicious, though. So, yeah, very good. You can't be real, like... Like, you gotta, like, be able to handle me. I'm a thick girl.
So you're, like, 6 feet and up type of girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd rather that. Like, 6 feet and up.
You'd rather that. But if a shorty comes around, I mean, like, shorty as in short, and he has a great personality, like you said, and he treats you great, you're not dead ass? You gotta bypass a good one because he's a...
All right. I'm not gonna say I'm not, but nine times out of 10, if I find somebody that has the same personality as you and he's taller, I'm probably going to go with the taller one.
As in me, like me?
Like me, like,
oh,
yeah, like,
I was like, me, I like, you like my personality?
Yeah, no, you got a dope personality.
You had me blushing for
me. I like girls.
You like girls?
I like girls too. Don't play.
I was about to say, because the way you was like a nice personality like you, I was like, yeah, I felt that.
I like both.
I thought you was flirting me for me. I kind of felt it in my soul. How my hair look? Nah, I want to see if I look cute. A flirt is a flirt. Okay, look, a win is a win.
Yeah.
So you like girls?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, you would date a girl?
I don't,
Or do you just...
Honestly, I like girls for fun.
Oh, yikes. Sorry, girls.
I like girls for fun. I'm not saying I won't be in a relationship with a girl, but I haven't been in a relationship with a girl, and I don't know how that would work, okay, to be honest.
Okay.
I kind of like the roughness that a guy gives me.
Some rough girls out there.
Yeah, but... Just saying. But I don't
from
know.
Brooklyn, Brownsville. They out there. They watching right now like, you want rough, sir?
I never dated one, so I don't know.
You never dated a rough girl?
I never dated a girl. I just like to have fun with them.
So the girls that you have fun with, are they usually femme?
They femme.
Pretty like you?
Mm-hmm. They don't gotta be like super bad, but you know, I love bad bitches. Don't get me wrong. That's my favorite. I love bad bitches. Girls that you know, just, yeah, all that.
I can see you with a mask and like a mask. How do they say it? A mask.
No, I don't.
Sorry to my LGBTQ.
No, they gotta be femme.
People, I'm fucking it up. It's like presenting, masculine presenting. I think that's the correct term.
Yeah,
masculine
no. presenting. I like women. Femme.
Okay, film.
Okay. Yeah.
I ain't trying to switch you over.
Yeah. Nah.
The ones watching this, though, they gonna be like, she ain't met me yet. Okay, so you're single and you like personality over everything mostly, but for the most part, they have to be 6 feet. And above.
And you gotta have some type of money too.
Okay. Now we get to nitty gritty. I mean, keep it a bean. When you take some kind of money, like, do they have to have Birkin money?
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Because I have a close friend. Shout out to my homie B-Dot from Rap Radar. He like, I got Michael Kors money. Can Michael...
No, you got... Nah, see, my lifestyle, I'm expensive. So you got to be able to match me. I feel like, you know, I shout out to the 9 to 5. Shout out to everybody. I'm not saying I wouldn't do it. But I would rather somebody that could support my lifestyle. You know what I mean? Like, and... We can match. You just gotta match me. You don't even have to have more money than me. At least match me.
What's matching you?
I can't really give you numbers that. Or anything okay. like that. But
no, because I know the guys are like, yeah. I know the guys are like, yeah, Jazz, ask her what she
yeah,
be?
But you know, I like to go out on dates. I like to go on vacations. Okay. I like to dress nice. You know.
You like gifts.
I like gifts. I don't like taking a train. I don't like taking public transportation. So... That's what I mean, matching. Like, you got to match my lifestyle.
Perfect date. Describe it. Because I think that'll help the fellas understand.
Yeah. Honestly, though, that really wouldn't, it wouldn't really describe the type of guy, because you could be a guy with money or without money. You could still have the perfect date.
Okay. But you want a guy with money.
He just got to match me. You don't have to have crazy money, but you got to match me. Like, you got to be able to...
At least afford a Chanel bag.
I like, yeah.
At least a Chanel bag.
Yeah, like, you gotta afford certain things. Like
Chanel. We ain't got to do Birkin out the gate. You would love a Birkin.
I'm not even crazy about Birkins, to be honest. I'm not crazy about it. I'm not saying I won't get one, but I'm just not so crazy about
it. It's a status
thing. Yeah, it is. It is. It's definitely a status thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to give me a Birkin, I'll take it. Don't get me wrong, but I'm happy with a Chanel.
It's Chanel. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Gucci.
Yeah. I'm happy with those things. I just like nice things. I like to look good.
Travel. It don't have to be private plane, but
it don't have to be a private plane. Private plane, much better, but it don't have to be. I'm just putting it out there.
You gotta put it out there.
Just gotta put it out there.
Okay, I love that. Okay.
But it's more for me, like, when you do a date, it's more like you have to be thoughtful. You have to, like, really, like, you got to give me those butterflies in my stomach. You know what I mean? Like, you have to, like, damn, he really put in thought to this.
Effort.
Yes, it's the effort. I like, there's guys that have money and they don't know how to give a good date.
You know what I hate? When a nigga pull up and I get in the car, it's like, so where you want to go?
Yeah, no.
Motherfucker, what?
We're not doing that. We're not doing that.
I told you 24 hours ago we was going to go out today. And now you don't.
Yeah, no.
I like you have no plans.
That knows where he want to go, mm-hmm. has pre-planned everything. Mm-hmm. Everything. I mean everything.
Okay.
Like that I just have to get dressed, look cute, and you make me have butterflies in my stomach. That's what I like.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a good.
Money or not.
Yeah, that's a great way of pretty yeah. much summing that up. Biggest pet peeve. What does Steph G hate?
There's so many things I hate. I don't like when you blow up my phone. Like, especially if we just met. Like, I don't want you asking me where I'm at. I don't want you blowing up my phone, why I didn't pick up my phone. That's just gonna get you blocked really quick.
Really? Yeah. Like a bugaboo.
Yeah, like, oh, but my biggest pet peeve, hold up. I said this before, just please don't send me no dick pics. If we're not sexually active, do not send me that, because I'm just gonna be super disgusted. I don't like that. If we're sexually active, yes, you want to get kinky, okay. You not even like that?
No, what am I gonna do with it? Jerk off? I feel like sexting is for the men. It's like, you want to, you know what I mean?
But
like,
I feel like it's a
little never looked at a dick pic and was like, oh my God.
But I feel like it's a little bit more acceptable if you already in a sexual relationship with him.
Keep versus, that shit in the can, bro. Yeah, I'm not crazy. See about you when you get here at 10 o'clock. Why do I need a picture of your dick?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yuck.
I don't know. Girls imagine stuff, I guess.
And then the unsolicited dick pics, that's what you're talking about. Like, those are one, like, that's disgusting. That will
that
get you slacked.
Irks my nerves. Like, ooh. I stopped talking to people because they felt like it was a good idea. Yeah.
You know what's happening? This is taking me back to when women used to fake orgasms. Oh, are you there? Do you
girls
fake
still fake it?
Stop. Girls faking, fake. Bro. Because these niggas is out here
with
the. You
need to know when you're trash.
And they out here with big dick energy, like they're killing the pussy out here. And yeah. It's like, no, bro, Keisha was faking it. And you come over here with Jazz gonna keep it 100 with you.
Yeah.
That wasn't
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't fake it. I don't do those.
And I think that's what the dick pic is giving. It's like somebody told these niggas that was cute.
Especially the people that don't know you, that they just, you got some very high confidence to be sending that in my DM. Like, and you don't know what I'm gonna do with that picture. You don't know what I'm gonna do. So don't be sending me y'all dick pictures, because I'm going to post it online and I'm embarrassed y'all. Like, keep playing.
Okay, speaking of men, okay, I'm going to say this because this is what's happening in the world right now with the whole Diddy thing.
Oh my God, that's so messy.
It's so messy, right?
Yeah. Honestly, though, I feel like I understand Young Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I get it, to be honest.
What do you get?
Why I say I get it is like she has somebody that's leveling her up, and you know they both saying they're single, they both have an understanding. So what's the problem?
I do understand the whole understanding, but the back and forth between her and these other
girls, she shouldn't
girls,
be going back and forth for nobody.
Something about that don't feel understanding ish.
I feel like she needs to just not worry about what nobody's saying. That's it. Like, you know what you got. Y'all understanding. Fuck everybody else.
And just to say, to piggyback off what you said as far as leveling her up, I feel like she's low key leveling him up. And Diddy will always be Diddy.
No, that too, because she's making him more relevant. So, because she's
Ooh, they
young,
hate the word
she's
relevant,
popping.
Child.
Well, I feel
no, but I feel where you're coming from. No,
yeah, like Diddy will always be relevant. That's one thing. He's Diddy. Diddy. But you know, he got a fire. She's popping from City Girls. Like, people love Miami. So it's like, I feel like they're keeping each other relevant.
It's making him, I guess, to the girls or whatever. And I'm sure his money is doing the job by itself. More desirable.
That too. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I just found this out. Maybe I was naive. And when I'm like out with a guy, like, I remember my ex was saying, like, you know, like, me being out with you, you know, make girls.
Of course. When like, they see what? Certain guys, there's certain guys that tell me, like, yo, it's crazy. Before I was messing with you, shorty ain't want me. But once I was with you, now she in my line.
Snakes.
That's how it is. Sometimes girls want your man just because that's your man.
And they see how good you look, so they figure, oh, he taking care of you. He must be doing something right. Yeah. Let me go over there. I'm like, I guess I've never had the mindset of me trying to steal another chick's man. Like, girl, I'm good. Like, I've always.
I did it one time, but I did it out of revenge. I did it out of revenge, though. It wasn't like I did it like maliciously, like, oh, that's her man, and I'm just going to take her man just because I want her man. It wasn't like that.
You knew her, so you wanted some type
of. Yeah, she did something to me, so I did something to her. That's just how it was. It was on purpose. I took somebody man on purpose. It wasn't like I did it like, oh, you know, like a regular girl.
Yeah.
That, I don't do stuff like that.
Because you're too beautiful. Like, they're coming for you.
Yeah.
Like, you
don't I don't have to do that.
Oh, wait till he's
and available. I was young, too. I was young.
So. Okay. Did she cry? Did you tell her? Did you throw it at her face?
Of course. It was like a whole big thing. And then I didn't want him after. It was just like, I just wanted to prove a point.
Ooh. Yeah. All that woman empowerment we were just talking about. Steph G gonna take your man. I'll take your man. I get you. She did some shit to you, so it was a get back type of thing.
It was just like a payback type thing.
Well, I will say this with you. Like, I do get good vibes from you. I feel like you got good energy and you're a good person. And I expect great things from you. Like, I really do love this mixtape. I told you the records that I love the most. And it does seem like you've been doing this for a very, very long time. So, for the people out there that you want to have go listen to Like a G, let them know what they can expect from the album and what it's all about. She'll take a go.
So Like a G is my debut album. You could expect a whole lot of good shit. You're gonna have some rap, you're gonna have some love stories, you're gonna have a little bit of everything. I have something for the ladies, something for the men. So yeah, go check it out. Like a G out everywhere.
Ooh, ooh. And that's pretty much a wrap for this interview. Now if you can't give me one word to describe the state that you're in right now. Not a phrase, not a sentence, but one word. What would it be?
Optimistic.
Optimistic. Y'all give it up for Steph G, everybody. Y'all can clap in the building. Y'all can clap. Now, Steph G is about to give us a 1 minute freestyle, 1 minute, 2 minute, whatever she wanna give. She gonna bless us with a quick performance. And that's pretty much it right here with Woman in Hip Hop with your girl Jazzy Bell. Steph G, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, love. Deuces.
I created a space where we can celebrate the unsung and the undervalued. A place where we focus on the many talents and influences for women within the culture, in hopes to inspire women everywhere to overcome adversity in a male-dominated world. Welcome to Woman in Hip Hop.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.